CKUD, CKUD 90.3 FM.
CKUT.
Sure, Dad.
Na 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 na. Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, stretch your rule. Whoa, whoa. Yes, stretch your rule. Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my name is Vern Maytoon, and I live in Montreal, Canada. And every Saturday from 4 to 7 p.m., I listen to the West Indian Rhythm on CKUT 90.3 FM with the one and only Howard Stretch Carr.
Na na na, na na na, na na na, na na na, na. Oh,
CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT, Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sankar.
And along with the rest of the crew, DJ Nicholas. Special guest, DJ. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful, and all my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. You have led me through the fire. In darkest night, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father, I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. Of God. Your
I'm not worthy to see your face. I try hard, but I make mistakes. You're still by my side every step that I take. Through every heartache, and you get the praise. And you are my guide, I'm a shield always. Every time me I gaze, and I play hard days. You still show mercy and keep me safe. Lord, I pray. I honor your name. Deliver your mercy. Whenever I fall, you lift me up, glory to be, oh God. All powerful, omnipotent, shine down your glory, your magnificence. When you build the fence, it make all the difference. Step in on my life and take precedence. Be the captain, the pilot, the teacher. Be the head and the boss and the leader. Be my guide, my shepherd, and my keeper. Beginning and the end, you are the Alpha Omega. Lord, I pray. I honor your name. Deliver your mercy. Whenever I fall, you lift me up. Glory to be, oh God.
Even when they plot and scheme and try to stop me. Even when them try them best to take my glory, I leave it in your hands, my Lord. Yeah, yeah. I leave it in your hands, my Lord. Yeah, yeah.
Lord, I pray. I honor your name. Deliver your mercy. Whenever I fall.
We must forgive those who have hurt us. Come on, people. God is love, and love covers a multitude of sinners. Let love flow. Let it go. And let God arise in your hearts. Glory be to God.
Lord, I pray. I honor your name. Deliver your mercy. Whenever I fall, you lift me up. Glory to thee.
Phone is playing a little game on me, but such is life. A pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal and the world at large. Welcome to West Indian Rhythms on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm here with you until 7 p.m. Lots of stories going around, and I just gonna get down this music. The songs we opened with is dedicated to the mothers who bore the pain to bring a lot of us into this world. I just want to say many thanks to them. I guess tomorrow is the big day for the mothers, and it's nice. I opened the show with a group, beautiful singing group, of which the name slipped me. How great thou art. How great thou art. And it goes out to Denver and Carlene. They requested it. The goodness of God, C.C. Winans. Glory to God, Wayne Marshall. Married to Tammy. Beautiful singer. You could hear her voice in the song. And the guitar piece you're listening to is from beautiful Brazil. Happy Mother's Day in advance, and I hope you will enjoy it. The opening songs also went out to a young lady who had called last week, and her name is Michelle, and Michelle resides all the way in beautiful Valley Field. And she reminded me when she used to come to the La Siesta Club where we worked, the band worked. And she said she was totally underage. She was like 16. Along with her friend called Minio, something like that. I remember the friend, but Michelle, please forgive me. And she requested C.C. Winans and Goodness of God. She's now into the church, she says, and she's totally happy. Must apologize to Gemma and the Grenadians, the Grenadian posse, also the Bajans. Barbados House presidents and vice president and all that, and amongst others, for their kind invite. Sorry I didn't make it for one reason or another. But to be honest with you, I was over there. I went to go sit with my brother, talk people's business for quite some while. Mr. Lee Carr, how are you, sir? No golf for him, so he had to sit there with me and be bored to death with all my stories, because, you know, I have a lot of stories, don't you? Want to say a special hello to George and Tony, along with TLC on the South Shore, good friends of mine. Still missing them hanging out on Come Street there, Georgie boy. Say hello to Tony for me. Haven't seen him in a while. It's 18 minutes past the hour, 4 o'clock, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you, those of you who have supported this radio station over the years. Thank you very much. You know, I had a conversation with a guy, and it's always conversation about music and who sang this and who didn't and who sang this. And he was saying a song that was out there with the Melodians. It was written by Leslie Kong. If you knew Leslie Kong, you know he didn't write anything, right? But he took... he took the thing for it because it was his money that paid for these songs. And so Desmond Dekker didn't like him. But anyhow. Yeah, and we were talking about music and all that and who coined the terminology, reggae. I can almost swear it was Toots. But the first song that was... you know, released with the word reggae, was done up by my good friend right here in Montreal, my good friend from Maypen, the Maytones. So I'm going to play a little bit of it for you and all. It's called Loving Reggae. back through the years.
My Lord.
Oh, yes.
My Lord, my Lord.
As Vern and Son. Son is his singing partner, not his kid. What happened? The old album couldn't take the spinning, so it died on us. That's how it is, all right? Another friend of mine. This is George Fenner from the band Names and Faces. Still standing tall in the hearts of lovers and other. Nothing like Jamaica, sweet home. And it's here in Canada.
Home is where you belong.
Jamaica.
Home is where the heart is. Making your family strong. Oh, well. Home is where the heart is.
Home is where the heart is.
Take another one off of this album because it was requested. This is Brother George Fennell. It's called Sweet Jesus. Be strong. Sweet Jesus. George Fennell. Coming up, Mikey Dunn.
Look around the world, I see children crying. Look around the world, single mothers dying. What can I do to make a difference? Oh, tell me, Lord, what can I do? Tell me, what can I say? Give me strength to love my neighbor. Give me strength to carry on today. Give me faith to deal with tomorrow. Oh, help me, Lord, please show.
Lives right here in Montreal. Came up here with a band called Names and Faces many moons ago. Sang through the island of Jamaica. Sometimes with Viscount's band that I was in, and we sang together. Beautiful singer, Mr. George Fennell. Coming up, I'll be speaking to Mr. Mikey Dunn, but I have to pay some commercials first. So whatever you do, stay tuned. You're locked into CKUT 9.3 FM on your FM dial. I want to say hello to WFFR Sunshine Radio all the way in beautiful Washington, D.C. Good afternoon to you, family.
Baby presents a Victoria Weekend Barbecue, Saturday, May 21st, noon till 8 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park, corner of Cote St. Catherine and Westbury. On the menu, pork and chicken, barbecue, jerk, and roti. Curry goat, saltfish, breadfruit and saltfish, also sides, homemade juices, and sweet treats. All plates, $15 or less. So come on out and enjoy the outside with Fabi and the crew. Music by DJ Jason. Saturday, May 21st at Mackenzie King Park.
It's here for the first time, Sunday, June 12th. Right Events Brownie presents Montreal Ultimate Beach Fest. Music by Lava Sound, all the way from Bronx, New York. Also featuring Canada Finest Sound, Little Thunder Sound, Nemesis Sound, DJ Taurus, Little Vicious, The Country Boy, Crystal Sound International, DJ Fire Jones. Place to be at Clock Tower Beach, Old Port, Montreal, Canada.
Starting from 11 a.m. till 10 p.m.
All the early bird ticket right now for $30.
A regular ticket for $40, $50 at the gate.
Right.
Fully endorsed by Mixing Lab. Iffy.
That me call commercial. What's been happening here? I'm going to let Mikey Don talk to you and tell you what's been happening here, because my hands are tied. So let me go to the phone and say hello, Mikey Don.
Hello, Father Stretch. How are you?
Good, my brethren, and everything nice and so forth and so forth. Now, I'm gonna start the conversation off. I'm not taking any sides because I don't know which side I would take anyway. Explain to me about the cancellation, firstly, with the Jamaica Association, the foundation. I have to get my head into foundation, right?
The foundation, yeah.
All right. Explain to me what is a foundation, because I can figure out them myself. Okay. What is a foundation?
Okay, the foundation was created in 1984 when Gilbert hit Jamaica. The foundation was created to be able to, at the time, collect funds and other stuff to send to help Jamaica to help out with everything after Gilbert. So the foundation has been there for quite some time. I want to say it's what has happened over the years is the association and the foundation existed, and by default, the board of the association was also the board of the foundation. A few years back, the major funding agency for the association said, no, there needs to be two separate boards, right? The organizations need to be at arm's length. So when I stepped down at the end of 2018, I said I would do the foundation and start a new board with the foundation and carry it on from there. Then, you know, the first year in, as we were getting stuff organized and whatnot, COVID hit. So we haven't been able to do anything per se. Leading up to that, and which leads to your question, is that prior to 2019, in 2015, while the association was the one that was normally doing the Jamaica Day, the organization that's applied to Les Weekends du Monde at Parc Jean-Drapeau, in 2015, the RIGI, the Alcohol Club Feijou, that grants liquor permits, had told us at that point, 2015, that 2016 would be the last year they would allow the association or any other group that already has a standing permit to apply for a permit at the Parc Jean-Drapeau.
Mm-hmm.
So we applied in 2016, no problem. 2017, truth be told, I forgot about the note that was the case. So when we applied again in 2017, they actually refused it. And so I had to call Quebec City about 2 weeks prior, because The approval of permits is now done. Even though you apply here in Montreal, it's done in Quebec City. So I had to call Quebec City and give the information, the NEQ number for the foundation, in order to be able to get the liquor permit. So then they, 2017, they emailed me the permit shortly after I spoke to the guy, maybe a day or so after. And then, so 2018, we applied again through the foundation. And then in 2019, the entire application for Weekends du Monde was just done through the foundation to make things simpler.
But,
and that was it. Yes.
Help me understand this. The person who applies for the liquor license, shouldn't they have what they call this thing now? A charter for the association. How does that work? You know what I mean?
Okay. There's thing. We are a registered. You need a business number. It's not necessarily a charter. A charter, and people use the word charter. Charters are for countries. We have bylaws that govern how the things are. Organizations have bylaws, not charters, right? So the organization itself exists. It's there. The liquor permit, because we have a valid NEQ number, that's how it's applied. That's how we apply for it.
Mm. This came around, this is a newbie to me, because in my days of promoting a thing, we had to have a charter. I remember it cost me nearly $2,000 for a lawyer to do.
You had to be an incorporated business,
mm-hmm.
A registered incorporated business is allowed to apply for a liquor permit to sell. Not right. If you're looking to sell alcohol, yes, and that's what I know a lot of organizations or people used to do when they were keeping parties at Soka Village and wherever else and wanted to be able to sell, because as an individual, and most of the people who were promoting parties didn't register themselves, period.
Right.
So they were holding parties, and in order for them to be able to sell liquor to have the parties, they had to, soccer club or whoever applied for the liquor permit because they were allowed. Had these individuals at the time registered their business as registered themselves as a business conducting, you know, entertainment and all that, they would have been able to apply for a permit.
Not us. And I still have my chart and I still have my registration for my business.
Yeah.
But, you know, anyway, so what?
Yeah.
So now I, Mikey Dunn, I tell me about canceling the Jamaica Day. Was it your thing or somebody canceled it?
No. It's Jamaica Day has been part of Le Weekends du Monde since, I think, 2006, right? Since its initial inception. The last 2 years, because of COVID, there was no Weekends du Monde, no outdoor festivals were allowed. This year, they announced that there would be a Weekends du Monde. However, as they were preparing their stuff, and I had a sense that something was up, because if people know, normally there's a whole lot more promotion that's going forward. We're only 2 months out of when it would have happened. But we had a meeting last week, Wednesday, on the 4th, and essentially what they told us was that they were having a difficult time preparing the infrastructure for the Weekends du Monde. And by that they mean, essentially they said they put out tenders, five different tenders for different things, from, you know, security to the staging to sound to lighting and a few other things. And of the five things they put out, they only got two responses. They got nothing for three. They changed the tender and put that out again and still nothing. So there was no sound, lighting, and something else that they weren't able to secure in order to put forth Le Weekends du Monde. On top of that, some of the stuff that they did receive tenders for, they said, you know, given COVID and everything, the prices went up almost 40% to what the costs were in 2019.
Mm.
So with all of that together, they said, you know, the Weekends du Monde has reached a certain level and they don't want to put out a poor product because of all the constraints that they're facing right now. So they made the decision to cancel. I can tell you many of the other groups on that meeting were quite upset because of the stage at which they were with the planning. And as I said, you know, I chose not to announce the artist and a few things because something told me something was up. Because normally there is far more communication with the people at Parc Jean Drapeau leading up to it. And I noticed that there was the communication wasn't there. So, you know, and then when they asked, are you available for a meeting on the 4th? I said, oh, okay, here comes the announcement. So, you know, they knew for a little while, but they were still trying stuff. One of the gentlemen spoke to me after the meeting and he said, you know, he apologized in the fact that, you know, he couldn't say anything sooner.
Okay. One of the things I'm curious about, you said the organization has the foundation and the Jamaica Association.
Yes.
Now, I've known since I got here many moons ago a guy by the name of Neville Gray, a good friend of mine. And I've never really heard him say anything about foundation, association. Now, for me, I'm very curious. Who puts the money to bring the Jamaica Day? Is it the city? Is it Jamaica Association? Who?
Okay. Well, this is what this. You know, this it's a good question, Stretch, because a lot of people I've seen people when I made the announcement online. Oh, just do our own thing. Go to the park, whatever. What they don't understand, you know. The city made the decision to create Les Weekends du Monde because of the organizations that were asking for help to do festivals and so forth. Mm-hmm. Prior to moving to Parc Jean Drapeau, we would get a certain envelope, not actual money, but an envelope so we could get the stage and some sound and some other things from the city, right? So moving to Parc Jean Drapeau, everything was there and provided for us, including security and other stuff. So for what people don't understand, and if they think back to 2019, we had over 22,000 people at Jamaica Day, right, in the Espace Evenco. If we were to try and rent that space with everything that was there, that, I'm talking security, stage, sound, lighting, barriers, tents, and the personnel that were all there, we're talking well over $100,000.
For sure.
What the association, what we take care of is we tell them how many tents we need for vendors, right? There's a cost to that. And then we have the cost of the artist, you know, and the cost of the two bars that we run. But those things all, you know, it's a small outlay to start. And then that's where the revenues from are generated from the tent rentals and bar sales. And that's used to pay the, you know, give some honorariums to staff and to pay the artists who are performing.
So does any money go back to the association to pay rent or not?
Typically, well, you know what? Jamaica Day isn't set up to be, well, okay, let me backtrack. In my view, Jamaica Day wasn't set up to be a revenue-producing event in that sense. Right. The original reason for Jamaica Day was to present Jamaican culture in a positive light, because if you remember back in the day, anything that happened and the person was black, they were Jamaican.
Yes.
Right. So to counter that, Jamaica Day was created in 82 to present the Jamaican culture. And it's grown since then. Essentially, whatever money is made. Right. And I say that in quotes. Is essentially left in the account, the Jamaica Day account, in order to provide seed money for the following year's event.
Right.
Right. So that's really all that really happened there, is the money, you know, was made, and whatever is left over is used for the following year, because on top of everything else, and I didn't mention, we have to get insurance, right?
I was just thinking that too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance and a few other little things that come out. So having that is helpful.
Because as a person who has put on some very large performance shows here in Montreal, a lot of people don't know it because I don't expose my name to it. Insurance is of the utmost importance.
Yes.
You know, so it's a lot of money. But I don't understand the value of having one section called Foundation and the other called Jamaica Association? I just don't get that.
Okay, well, again, if we go back to the beginning when of the foundation existence, it was created in order to be able to accept donations.
Who created that?
That was an effort from Miss Eileen Fleming and a few others that were part of the association at the time. So Mr. Alexander, Miss Fleming, and a few other people, I don't remember all the names, who were part of that in order to be able to do that. Now, as I said, you know, after Gilbert, not a whole lot was done. Essentially, whenever if somebody wanted to make a donation and needed a charitable receipt, the money went through the foundation, was given to the association. So
what sense that made? Why didn't it go through the Jamaica Association?
Because the Jamaica Association is not a charitable entity, so it can't issue a tax receipt.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a non-profit, not a charitable organization.
I got to get into my law books again, brother.
So a nonprofit organization, you know, receives government funding, and it can receive funding, and it runs the programs depending on what, you know, the bylaws say and what its charter is or what it's set up to do. Mm-hmm. However, it cannot receive and give taxable tax donation receipts. Mm-hmm. So when you're doing, yeah, they just, you have to be a registered charity with Revenue Canada in order to be able to give a charitable receipt for donations received.
Anyway, Mikey, I don't know. I'm out of questions, and I wish you would add something to it. You know,
sure. I'm gonna say this, Stretch, and I want to say this for, you know, for the listeners to hear. There's a small piece of me that is content with the decision that was made. As much as I miss Jamaica Day, I've been doing Jamaica Day since 2004, right? And as I said to somebody, the 22,000 people in 2019 was not by fluke, right? Mm-hmm. There was a lot done to bring it to that level to get that many people. However, leading into this year, the negativity, the veiled threats and other things that came my way by people asking, why am I doing Jamaica Day? I'm not doing Jamaica Day. The foundation was doing Jamaica Day. But yes, I have the ability in the sense that I've been doing it, as I said, since 2004. And when I have family members and close friends saying to me, you know, when I'm telling them what's been said to me and they are asking me, is it worth it? Right. Mm-hmm. That people are going to want to either threaten or insinuate things of the sense of, that in Canada, Jamaica Day, why am I to Jamaica? They are, you know, each, you know, stuff like that. To me, it's so unnecessary, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And it's unfortunate, right? Among a whole set of other things over the last 2 years. So,
well,
go ahead, Stretch.
No, no, I wasn't going to say anything constructive. It's just that I just saw a release on in all social media from the Jamaica Association. And maybe you need to read that right away and see what they're saying, because it's like night and day here, you know. I don't want to get involved because I don't know.
You know what, Stretch, and I'm going to talk. I don't care. The unfortunate thing is that there are individuals who do not understand communication, right? Mm-hmm. And so even when it came to this year's Jamaica Day, even though the Park Jean-Drapeau was in direct communication with me, they went to Park Jean-Drapeau to try, and I'm going to use the word sabotage, and I know they don't like it, to sabotage the situation, to say that the foundation is not, it doesn't have Jamaica Day. This whole, like, falsehood, lies. Right. To the point where the park had said, you know what, you guys need to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The two organizations need to figure it out. Now, all I did, I said to the park initially, it was the foundation that applied in 2019 for 2020. Right. And then when it canceled in 2020 and then in 2021, at the end of 2021, they said, we do not need to reapply. Those groups that were accepted for 2020 will automatically be done 2022 if it's going to be held. So when they told us it was going to be held, I made my first post, right, under the Jamaica Day Facebook account. Mm-hmm. And it was then all of a sudden I'm getting emails telling me, to stop posting. I don't have a right to. They spoke to the park, and we don't have it. So, you know what? I wrote to the park, and I said, remember who applied? Remember who all the expertise for putting on Jamaica Day sits? Myself, Mr. Mendez, Mr. Shaw, Mancy Davis, who you know, and a few other people, all with the board of the foundation, right? But then at the same time, I emailed him afterwards, and I said, you know what? It's unfortunate that the Parc Jean Drapeau has to be put in this conflict. We are going to step away from it. We won't do it. He said, hold on. We were going to send you an email, correspondence this week. That he emailed me that 3 minutes after I sent it to him. Don't make such a quick decision. I said, well, I have a board meeting this Friday. By the end of the day, he emailed us back and said that the foundation has, because the foundation applied for it in 2019, right, that they're going to grant the Jamaica Day to the okay to do Jamaica Day at Weekends Des Moines, excuse me, at Parc Jean Drapeau for 2022.
Mm. Well, Michael, listen, I will be having the president and the vice president next week, Saturday at 4:30,
mm-hmm.
because I for the people who are still, because I got so many calls, and Stretch doesn't go to any association. My association mm-hmm. is with God. And I because I this is exactly what I don't like, to be honest
yeah.
with you. You know, I saw that happen with the carnival here in Montreal, one going east, one going west. And the mm-hmm. story was, which side you broadcasting from? I say, I'm broadcasting from the West Island. I mean, I wasn't going nowhere. So, you know, I don't want to get involved with that. So you guys will have to sort it out and the name calling, because it doesn't look good. It doesn't sound good. So next week, you want to say something? Go right ahead.
Yeah, I want to say something. They don't have to worry about the future, because I personally will not be applying to Weekends Des Moines to do another Jamaica Day. I think the community has given me, certain elements in the community have given me the heads up that they don't appreciate the work that's done. I don't think they understand the level of work that's done. And if they feel that they can go in and do it, knock yourselves out.
Yes,
knock yourselves out.
I firmly agree with that.
Yeah, I put in many, many, many hours, right, doing Jamaica Day over the years, and even the day off,
right,
the weekend off, right? So if you all want to go ahead and do it, go ahead. The association, knock yourselves out and apply next year. Do what you got to do. If you think it's that easy, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mikey Don.
Thank
well
you,
said.
Seth, for giving me the opportunity. Appreciate
You're certainly
it.
Welcome. And how is the show on a Friday night on CKUT, the number one? No, I can't say number one no more. It's CJLO. No. Got to say congrats to them.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
It's going well. You know, I would love to be in studio doing it, but like you, I'm doing it from home. But we're still having our fun with it. Last night we do, every first Friday of the month, we do Strictly Old School, and that's what we did last night. So we had some fun with it, and we continue to do that and support our local musicians here, Montreal artists, musicians.
Get ready for next week. Mr. Mark Henry will be on. Along with the vice president, so we'll talk some more about what's up. But you have thrown in the gloves, right? Hello?
Yeah, I you know what, Stretch? I'm going to do... I have my other endeavors that I'm working on, and I will still continue to promote reggae music and whatever music I choose to on my own terms.
Yes.
Because it's just, you know, I've done this, again, this is going almost 20 years now. I've been doing this. Not for anything other than my love of my people and mm-hmm. to be able to promote the Jamaican culture. So, you know, I don't need the fight. I've had my life threatened a number of times.
Whoa.
At Jamaica Day.
Whoa.
Yes. Yeah.
Shite.
Like people don't understand, you know, you're doing stuff, you're doing something good, but you know, I saw something the other day and it made me laugh, because it said, people will say you're difficult to work with mm-hmm. when you're not easily fooled. And for the number of times people come to me and say, oh, they want to do something for the associate.
Yes.
No, don't do nothing for me, right?
Yes.
Come and say you want to work with us. Because whenever somebody comes and say they want to do something for you, it's because there's something in it for them.
Yes.
And as somebody with 30 years experience working in the community, it's not easy to pull the wool over my eyes. And for that, people get vexed.
All right, Mikey, keep the strength.
I will. Take care, Stretch.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
That's Mr. Mikey Don, and you've heard his side. So next week we'll be hearing the side of the Jamaica Association. You know, to my little friend Michelle, she says she wants to hear this song and that I used to sing in the club. So while I was talking with Mikey, I dug it up. That's the beauty about computers, you know. So it was a song that was done up by Thomas Jones. And I won some money with this song on Veer John's Opportunity Knocks in Jamaica many moons ago. And I used to sing this at a club here in Montreal. So here it goes. And I used to sing it exactly like Thomas. Love this song, Standing Tall in the Hearts of Lovers on CKUT.
Last night, quietly, she walked through my mind as I lay searching for sleep.
Shut up, Stretch, and let the people let me enjoy the music. Tom Jones, Funny Familiar Forgotten Feelings. I won a whole big $100 at the Odeon Theatre in Montreal, in Mandeville, Jamaica, with this song.
Last night, quietly, she walked through my mind as I lay searching for sleep. Her soft hand reached out. She whispered my name as she brushed a tear from my cheek. And then those funny, familiar, forgotten feelings start walking. So sad to watch love go bad, but a true love would not have gone wrong. I'm just thankful for the good times we've had, for without them I could not go on.
That's Funny Familiar Forgotten Feelings. For those of you who know me from Jamaica singing in the band, that was one of my signature songs. And all the ladies love me for that. Nobody saying anything? No, I'm only kidding. We did the song. I have a friend on the phone and she can't talk to me, or else she would have talked to me because her voice is gone. So we're going to turn back the pages of time and we're going to ride the rhythms with DJ Nicholas and taking us up to the hour off. You know, I'm going to try and get in somebody here about 5:15 to tell us about the various parties that happened last week, all right? So stay tuned. Keep it locked on your station, 9.3 on your FM dial. Here we go, Soca. Soca, Soca, Mr. DJ Nicholas. Ah, yes.
90.3 FM, West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
DJ Nicholas.
Are we that?
If you catch the feeling, maybe you know what the deal is. I know a way to call me in the morning for a vibe. I know you want to feel it. All of these things reveal it. Don't let me waste the time. Come along for the ride. And before you know it, yeah, it's up in the air. You're back, it's up right there. Show me your love. Bring out wisdom, mine. Your body tight, you it off for me. Fall in our best line, man, give thanks for life. Yeah, and we go down like kitty 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 kitty. We have a style like kitty 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 kitty. The way she go like kitty 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 kitty. Come when we jump like kitty 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 kitty. That's the vibe.